Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley, right there in 12 Mile. That's the place to be. That's the place to go. Take yourself there. Do it right now. For everything sports, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill, Rob Parker.
That's right, Mark. Best thing about 24
Seconds. Try your mic. There you go.
I still thought it was on.
It's amplification.
All right, but I've said one of the best things about 24 Seconds, they have many local craft beers, including Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater, plus, Mark, other craft beers as well.
And our buddy Bob, he's got shuttles that go down to Tiger games when the Tigers are in town. He's got this awesome place with the TVs all over. It's just a great gathering spot. And I'm telling you, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill, every seat is a great seat.
And, Mark, they have some great knockout food specials like the homemade mac and cheese, one of your favorite comfort foods, and the blackened tilapia. I love the chicken wings and the Caesar salad with no croutons.
You know me with the pizza and the Philly cheesesteak. I'm all in, man. And great drink specials, too. It's how sports were meant to be viewed, eaten, and drinking. Sorry there, Bob. I had to go there. 24 Seconds Bar in Berkeley, right there in 12 Mile. 24secondsbar.com. Check them out there.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get 24 Seconds.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Take out the papers in the trash.
It's time to do a little trash, and it's a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday.
I'm ready to go.
We tweeted that out earlier. You can go to @ParkerAndTheMan and use the hashtag TTTT, capital T or small t. Can I get you some tea? Or as they say in Caddyshack, that must be the tea. That's when the old woman is standing there, the tea falls down from the staircase. That must be the tea. Oh, man.
I remember that.
You know who that was? That was Shelley Stein, Sterling.
And they were walking. That's who that was. They were walking so slow. They were so old.
That was Donald Sterling and his wife. That was in that movie.
Oh, stop.
That must be the tea.
I am trashing all the people who play dumb, Mark, who act like they don't understand business. I want to give you a history lesson.
Oh, I can't wait. This should be good.
Everybody talks about, oh, I hate it now. It's just a politically correct world we live in. Can I go back and talk to you about Anita Bryant? Can I talk to you about her, Mark?
Yes, go. Anita Bryant, she was the orange juice lady.
Tropicana orange juice.
She was a longtime singer.
What year was she bounced, Mark, from her orange juice job for speaking out against gay people at a... public gathering.
That was in the 70s, wasn't
it? Like late 70s, right? You know why? It's not about being politically correct. She's bad for business. Can people understand the business? Bad for business. Donald Sterling, bad for business. Go ask, what is it, Kia, State Farm. They got a big campaign right now.
CarMax.
Who do they have a big campaign with State Farm right now? Chris Paul.
Right,
the
twins? He's on that, the twins thing, yeah.
That's a big campaign.
It's not even a discount double check.
They pulled their stuff. They don't want to be associated with that. It's bad for business. Stop with the, you can't even say anything.
Dude, the village people said don't play YMCA at your games anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did they even put that? Wow,
yeah.
I didn't hear that one. Yeah, people don't want to be associated with that. So stop trying to
UCLA
make excuses.
UCLA sent back $3 million.
Thank you. Mark, when does school send back money?
Woo, sent back $3 million from UCLA.
They said that check, we'd love to have it, but we can't. Can you imagine that where school is? It's bad for business, Mark. You know why? If UCLA takes that money, other people won't donate money there because you're harboring and you're taking money from a guy who has said such stuff. So just stop and get off the, I hate this public, this world we live in now, the politically correct. It's been going on forever. Fuzzy Zeller, Mark, right? Bad for business. Donald Sterling, bad for business. When you're bad for business, this is what happens. That's my trash.
Our guy Nick tweeted out, glad to hear you guys. As usual, the intelligent and well-thought-out discussion of the topic at hand. Great show as ever. Thank you, Nick. At Go Get 'Em Nicky, that's his Twitter handle. Steve Baxley, our guy, at Lugnut 6. I applaud NBA Commish Silver for what he did under a lot of pressure from ad folks, players, TV partners, and fans. Good job. Our guy Donnell, I think you already responded to him, didn't you, Rob?
Go ahead.
Said, enjoyed sparring with you guys on the radio just now. I still don't think it's fair to ban him for life. Okay, it's his opinion.
And Donnell's from down in Atlanta. That's the guy.
He's the guy in Atlanta. And did you write back to him at this one?
Yeah,
because he's at Suggs Writer.
Yep.
That's what's up. Thanks for calling.
Yep, that was me.
So you were cool about it.
Yeah.
All good. Nothing like
nothing
debate.
Good. There's nothing like debate to go back and forth. We welcome it.
He's at Suggs, S-U-G-G-S, Writer.
248-848-1130 is the number.
You haven't given out your home number lately.
No,
you
I haven't.
Do you want to do that?
No, I used to do it. You remember. It was not good.
We're doing some. Oh, what is today, Rob?
It's a trash talking Twitter Tuesday.
Shameless. Shameless. Okay, after two hard days of the Donald Sterling road to victory, actually, it's been 4 days. I'm going to get off the Donald Sterling track for right now. And here's what I'm trashing. You know, you can tell him if you want. I'm trashing Tom Izzo, Rob.
Oh, stop.
I am trashing my
guy. I can't even believe this.
I am trashing Tom Izzo.
And here I am thinking that most nights, you know, you think about Tom Izzo and
dream about him.
Usually pretty satisfied with Tom Izzo.
I am very satisfied with Tom. Have been for 30 years.
Right?
What is the thumbs down from you about? Are you thumbs downing my trashing Tom? Seriously?
Yes, he's upset that you're riding
like
it. Oh, then
just wait till I do it. I haven't even trashed him yet.
Another rope. Oh,
Tigers are down 2-0 to the
Wolves. 3-0.
3-0 now. I love that thing out in the left field. Is that right field?
Right field.
Okay, so here's why I'm trashing Tom. This 'tis the season to be transferring. Okay, guys are transferring all over the country. We just saw John Horford go from Michigan to Florida. He's going to play for Billy Donovan in Gainesville. He's going to play for Florida like his brother did, Al Horford. That's where John Horford is transferring from Michigan. A lot of it that happened over the weekend. You didn't hear maybe that bit of business because of the whole Sterling thing. He can play this season immediately. He'll be able to play this fall because of his graduation. So Horford goes to Florida. Jordan Adams was going to leave, and he's staying at UCLA, but he had transfer thoughts if he was staying, if he's going, but he's going to stay. And I think State had kind of some inroads on him, but he's decided that to go pro. So he did that Sunday when the deadline passed. And, of course, that went by the boards, too, because of the whole Donald Sterling thing. Alex Murphy, Duke transfer, had thoughts of going to MSU. And instead, Alex Murphy is now heading to Gainesville as well. He actually left Krzyzewski to go play for Billy Donovan. And we already know that Tom is not getting some of the blue-chip guys that we all thought he would get. He's missed out on big ones. Jahlil Okafor, for example, is not coming to Michigan State. He's decided to go elsewhere, as well as to others, which is making Duke a better team, and it is making UConn a better team. It's making Pittsburgh a better team. Let me tell you, all right, so here's the deal. So Michigan today got a commit from Johnny Dawkins' son. Aubrey Dawkins is going to Michigan, okay? That's fine. I knew that Aubrey Dawkins was in on Beeline, and Tom wasn't. But here's the big one. Byron Wesley Jr. Who's that? Really, EP? Have you ever heard of the school Southern California, USC? He only averaged 17.8 points a game and 6.4 rebounds. He transferred from USC. MSU was supposedly number one on his list with Indiana, Pitt, Gonzaga trailing behind. Guess what he did today? He took Izzo out of the mix too. Byron Wesley Jr. will not be going to East Lansing. Instead, he says, I'm down to three. Pittsburgh, Gonzaga, Oklahoma State. These are big schools. This isn't small stuff. This isn't Division III. So he's got State in his sights, but he won't go. Nobody's going. Now, we got Tum Tum coming. I'm digging that. We got Marvin Clark coming. Digging that. Javon Goss coming. Guess. Coming. I'm digging that. But those guys we already knew were coming. He's not getting transfers, and it's not happening year in and year out now. So, Tom, all I'm telling you is you got to start making it happen when it comes to a transfer, or a big-time guy, a five-star blue-chip McDonald's All-American, because we are losing people left and right here in East Lansing. I don't say we, meaning we, Michigan State, but kind of, but still. And good for Mark Montgomery getting a two-year extension at Northern Illinois for a 15-17 record. That got by the boards, too. His third year, he had a 10-game improvement. So you mean he only won five games? And then he wins 15 and he gets a two-year extension from Northern Illinois? God bless Monty. Michigan State, again, off the Izzo tree, Mark Montgomery. But that's my trash it tonight, Rob. Tom Izzo is not getting the guys, and I'm really angry because I really believed Byron Wesley was coming to Michigan State.
All right, I hear you.
248-848-1130. Kenneth and Pontiac, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. What you trashing? Who you trashing? What you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Mark and Rob?
What's happening?
Nothing. Hey, this is Trash Talking Tuesday. I like to trash myself.
Why is that?
For the comment I made about Joe Dumars after watching 30 for 30.
And what was that? Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you remind Kenneth?
Yeah.
Remind us why you're trashing yourself, though.
Yeah, because the comment I made about his draft choices and stuff like that. And after watching for 30 for 30, you know what I mean, I realized he went through a lot that championship year when his father died and things like that. And then he still brought us three championships, you know what I mean?
His name is on all three. The Pistons have three. I try to tell people who
are. Dude, Kenneth, look, we're pretty in concert here in this room. If you don't like the last 5-6 years, that's I don't blame you. It's fair game. But to ever like take this guy and sully his name
exactly
makes no sense to me. The guy played from 85 to 99. He never wanted to go anywhere else. He wanted to swiftly move into the place of management. He did it here. He was able to spend 15 long years.
People forget at first. The first thing he took over as GM, Grant Hill walked out, went to Orlando.
Right.
Nobody remembers that, Mark.
And you also forget the talent that was Billy McKinney and Rick Sun before
him. Who was before, right, the other GM.
20-win seasons, no playoff runs. That was a long time. Chuck had gone a long time by that
point.
People
forget about how bad it was. Mark and I used to do a show. We used to try to give away tickets.
Kenneth, listen to this.
Seriously.
Kenneth, listen to this.
It's a true story.
This is great. Tom Wilson, literally one day, I'm at the Palace. This is when Don Chaney's coaching. So Duck, we called him Duck. He was the coach. I'm walking out. Okay, and he says, "Hey, Mark, come here." We're both Wilsons, so he says, "Mark, come here." He says, "See if you can hand these tickets out." I mean, Tom Wilson gave me a pack of tickets. There was like the Sixers game in there. There was an Atlanta Hawks game in there. It wasn't a terrible game. Just see if you can give them away. And then at other various times, Rob knows this. A salesperson from our station here at DFN would come into the room and say, "We got a ton. You can give away a pack of 10." And we could, people would, what would they say, Rob?
They'd say, "Don't you have a pizza or a t-shirt laying around or something?"
It was incredible.
It was.
This is before Joe
took
over.
Before Joe took over, it was really, really bad.
And let me tell you what the height of Joe's popularity was. I take you to the San Antonio series in 2005 when we did a show from the Palace. There were 22,000 people at the Palace.
Watching. Wait.
This is the best part. You got to set it up. Kenneth, are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
San Antonio Spurs, I think it was game 6 or something. We're at the Palace, 22,000 strong at the Palace, and there was no game on the floor.
They were watching the big screen.
22,000 people watching a road game.
Parked just to be in the atmosphere.
Oh man.
Okay? Yeah. So at some point you got to say enough with Darko, enough with the Rodney White, enough with
McKean. We get it. Things didn't all work out. But
because he's the only general manager who's ever made a mistake.
Right.
But in the final analysis, he brought you a title, almost brought you a second one, and some fabulous 6-year run going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't have to pump his resume. You all know the deal.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said again, he brought us three championships. He would have brought us four, one for Rasheem and his blunder.
Blame it, Rasheed.
Right. No, he left. I mean,
Kenneth is calling. Trash it, Rasheed.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
That was good, Kenneth. I like that one a lot. All right. Coming up, Sports Wrap. We'll take more of your trashes. Who are you trashing tonight? Oh, let's just play the damn thing again. 248.
You love that song, don't you?
Why not? Come on, play it. Come on, Brock. You're listening. Dance to it. Here we go. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Brock will be next to do his crashing on this fine program on DFM.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.